Michelle here for WCNN and West Haven Blast. We are here with Neil Brown Jr., who is soon to come out in the NWA Straight Outta Compton movie in August. How are you doing?
Doing very well. How about yourself?
I am well. So let's first get into you as an actor. So let people know, your fans and other people who don't know who you are, like what have you done and so forth.
Oh, the films.
Yes, films.
First of all, I'm more of a con man than an actor. Conning the industry into thinking that I can act. I started out on a martial arts TV show called WMC Masters. I was about 14, and then I caught the acting bug. I've been acting ever since. I'm blessed. I was in Fast and Furious before. That's when everybody came back. Battle Los Angeles. I was on The Walking Dead. A lot of people know me from playing Guillermo on The Walking Dead. You do one or two episodes of that show, and everybody was like, oh my God, it's The Walking Dead. You're awesome. Oh my God. Can I smell you?
Happens. True. I bet.
And then moved out to L.A., did a lot of stuff in Florida, and, not the bigger stuff, but I started out at Never Back Down, some other TV shows. Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, Gina Lee Nolan, shout out to her. And then I moved to L.A. and then, got started. I've been just auditioning, grinding out.
Took
me 10 years to get an agent.
I know, it took 10 years to get him on here. A very busy man.
And then now I'm straight out of Compton, and I've been blessed. I got a lot of work that's been going on recently.
Okay, that's really good. So then, with this, obviously the NWA movie coming out August 14th, you play DJ Yella.
Yes.
So how was that transition? Because you're playing a real person, so of course, you know.
Well, if you watch the movie, it's really not about NWA. It's more about the story of Yella.
Oh.
Yes, it's all about Yella. Yella is the only thing that matters. The rest of the guys are cool.
They're okay.
Neil Brown Jr., DJ Yella, is what this... It's kind of more of an idea, you know? Like, DJ Yella and Neil Brown Jr. together, it's something. It's something that's going to really touch your heart. The rest of the guys, you'll see some of the stuff they do, but the focus should be on Yella.
Yeah, it really should be. I believe.
No, the movie's great. I'm an idiot. The movie was a dream come true. I grew up with the music. Some of the guys, they're younger than I am. They caught the tail end of it, and as did I. But it was the first record that I heard cursing on. So I grew up. I've never in a million years do I think I'm gonna play one of them. Mm-hmm. It came around, and it's like one time this light skin worked for me. It was like, that's Yella. Like, how could he not be Yella? It's kind of like Cube O'Shea, Cube's son, when he came in, and it's like, other people auditioning for Cube, and then there's him. And it's like, he's clearly Cube. Like, so I was fortunate and blessed enough to book the role.
Yes, I saw some pictures with you and Yella, and he can pass as like your dad or somebody.
Yeah, we got a lot of that. Well, there's I studied him. I studied his body characteristics, the way he moved, his kinesiology, all this stuff like that, when I was doing research for him. So I would hold my face the way he does my hands. I would help out. I would do things physically that would help make it more real for the audience. And much in the way that F. Gary Gray pointed out that everything in the film, one of the reasons why the film looks so great as a period piece is because everything is going to be of that period. All the little side things, the little nuances, the people's clothes, the cars, the things that you don't realize that keep you in. He made the example about Ray. He said one of the reasons why Ray was so good was done so, because it was done well. Like every piece in every scene was up in time.
Paid attention to every
detail. Yeah, they paid attention to every detail. And he's very big on attention to detail. He sees everything.
That's always the best.
He sees everything. So, long way to get there. But yeah, doing the role was like a dream come true that I didn't even know I had.
So in your research, did you also get to like hang out with him?
Yes. He was on set. Cube, Yella, Ren, Dre, were pretty much on set like every day to every other day. We talked, Yella and I, we hit it off very well. And he was very impressed with the attention to detail that I had for him, as for the group as well, because I was a fan.
Yeah.
I grew up with this specific music in my DNA.
Yeah.
and so, as a fan of, this day and age, a lot of kids, a lot of younger people who know of NWA, all they think of is like Easy Q and Dre, but the fans really know that it was, you know, Crew, Dre, Della, Ren, and like Rims, you know, he was doing most of the rhymes, he wrote most of the music. So for those fans, this is going to be like, it's like really, 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 really big.
So it's like really in depth that they go into the whole story with all of you guys?
Yeah. They go, it's a lot of, they were together, I mean, the group, the time frame that we do is about 10 years. Within that 10-year time frame, for about 84 to 95, there's a lot of material to cover. The film is excellent. I've seen it. For time constraints, things, you know, have to be cut, but then that's for the director's cut. The director's cut is extremely in-depth, and I suggest it. Anybody who's watches this movie in the theater will go back to the theater to see it again, but they will be on pins and needles waiting for the director's cut, which will be even grander, more grand. But yeah, we go pretty much in-depth. It's an ensemble piece.
Wow, so then, okay, so you guys as actors, did you guys get to hang out all together off the set to kind of like still, I guess...
Faux NWA or real NWA?
Yeah,
or you're as, faux.
Okay. the faux. And with them, with the real ones, like we, aside from that, so that you guys can...
Well, yeah, like, yeah, and sometimes individually, F. Gary Gray had a way of doing things that sometimes he would have us together, sometimes he would have us... apart, and he wouldn't want us to just rely on how we were hanging out together and that camaraderie that we had, but it came off on screen anyway, which was perfect for certain things. We got to hang out outside of it with Dre and Yella, you know, at times.
What about Dre, like within a studio? Like, this is obviously...
I don't know if you know this, but the albums were all recorded by us. Yeah, those are when you listen to Cruising Down the Street and My 6 Foot. That's Jason. That's,
really?
That's not easy.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we recorded their entire anthology, which they recorded, I should say, the other actors, because they were the ones doing the rhymes. The Yella didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yella didn't rap. Didn't need to. It just was too pretty, too cute. I told you the stories about Yella. so he didn't, you know, there was only a few things that you heard him on the actual record. He more produced the tracks. But all the albums, pretty much the entire anthology, especially all the major hits, were recorded by us.
So were they in there, the real ones in there, while you guys recorded?
Not sometimes they were with the guys. They were there for our performances and stuff like that. It actually got them hyped up enough to have Q get on stage and do an impromptu performance along with Dub C.
Really?
For the extras, the background technicians on it. there were like 2,500 at one point, and you know, we were performing, and it was funny because we're performing, and it's us performing, and you know, some of the extras were like, "Oh man, y'all killing that lip singing and stuff," and then we all laughed and joked, and then said something to the mic, and then they didn't get it, and it was like, "You notice this mic is live? That's really us," and they were like, "Oh, you bugging?" Yeah, Ren did that on Alisage. Like, yo, they don't think we're doing it. So, you know, it was great. The guys are great. Every real NWA, Q, Dre, you know, those guys, they were very open with us. And anytime we needed anything, they were right there for us, which is why I think they lend such a sense of authenticity to the film. So
this goes from the beginning of NWA to...
Yeah, it kind of goes from Dudos on to... Dudos, which is where they performed at World Class Wrecking Crew, the Wrecking Crew. That was Dre and Yella, and then Easy comes in, and then it, you know, starts from there. Because, you know,
so does it go all the way even past like Easy's death? And
no, it goes up until that point.
Up until that point.
Yeah, goes, and you know, which would be the end of NWA. So this is very much the story of NWA. It's beginning and it's end.
So there's a lot of like dramatic scenes that we'll be seeing.
yes, we will. I will make you cry. I promise you that.
You promise?
Yeah, I'm a good looker. I'll make you cry.
If you don't,
yeah, no, I'm
going to call you.
Yeah, wear your mascara. Okay. But you also, I mean, bring extra mascara. But you're going to laugh. Yes, you're going to need that. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You're going to get really hyped up. Jump up and down to the music. You know, just like any really good period piece.
Yeah.
You have the nostalgia from being in that time, the 80s nostalgia that you had. The nostalgia from knowing that music and it taking you back And you know, just from knowing the group. So, and then it also being just a dope movie.
Yeah.
It's going to bring out a lot of emotion. So by the end of it, you're going to be ready to.
So how did it feel like from when you guys were finished? Like, what was the feeling that came to you? Like, you guys.
I was satisfied.
You're satisfied.
Yeah, I was extremely satisfied because I knew I did my job. I knew we did our job. It was undeniable. Even when we were rushing, we had 14, 15, 16 hour days, a lot of forced calls. And, we had no sleep, but we had no script. We had a script. And then it had to get a rewrite and another rewrite. And by the time it went through the second rewrite, we had already started filming.
Oh my God.
And then no one received a script. We would just get pages from the day. So we just get, we know the story of NW, and everybody was so good at doing the job. All the actors were so sharp that it didn't matter. You give us the pages, we learn them there and throw them away, and Gary would do something. They'd let us eat, which meant that we could say what we want to say within the confines of the scene. And we would just go off. And a lot of stuff made the movie.
Oh.
But yeah, we have pages in our trailer, and then we learned to not even look at those, because by the time we got down to rehearsal, it would change. And then after we were done with rehearsal, back, it would change again by the time we got back to actually shoot. So we everybody just kind of stayed on point and stayed prepared.
Yeah, stayed on your toes.
Yeah, we very much so. I was worried about it at first because it's such a daunting task to play people who are still alive. And then, the fan base is so, strong. This is something that they feel in their heart. It's not like a, no disrespect to pop, but it's not like, doing a Britney Spears movie where people are like,
Britney didn't wear that. She wouldn't wear that. Never.
But an NWA fan like, yo, man, that Raiders cap right there, yo, man, get out of here, man. That's from 2002. That's from 2002. They didn't even make that one. They didn't even make that one in 98. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, 94. You know what I'm saying? It's like, get out of here. So
he got the wrong curl.
He got the wrong curl.
That's
a 3/4 curl. That's supposed to be a half, son. That's supposed to be a half. He got a 3/4 curl, man. That's not Ice Cube. Get out of here, man. Turn the camera off. Turn it off. I don't want to see the movie no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how Cass would be serious with him. He's like, yeah, that song was not playing in that time,
Yeah.
They're very passionate about it, so
he had to come off that.
Yeah, it was very important to to know what we were doing and be the characters as best we could be so that we would be able to do the work, do the lines in kind, and be able to stand up when we knew that Yellow wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Easy wouldn't say that. No, Easy would not say that. I'm not saying that. Sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. It's like, why would I say that? But if Gary knew what he was doing, he knew how to manipulate. He's like, trust me, just do this. Just do it. I know you think it's stupid, but do it. Mm-hmm. And then when we saw it, we was like, oh my God. Well, what I'm saying? Sometimes
gotcha.
The person, the coach knows better than you.
Yeah.
Just play your position. what I'm saying?
So, since it's coming out in August, very soon, the 14th, right?
Yeah.
So, are you guys also going to be doing, promotional concerts? Like, performing?
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about. There's going to be some things going on. I don't know if we're going to call it concerts or anything like that, but there's things in the works. There are things happening. I'm doing a little something with Yellow. Yeah, there's some stuff going on. For some reason, the guy who played Cube is really close to real Cube. I don't know why. He, takes them everywhere. They're flying all together. I'm like, why? Oh.
What is that,
right?
Like,
why would your dad just take you everywhere? No. and then Jason, who plays Easy, it's real cool. Dre and everything. There's things going on, things in the works. Everybody's also, working on other stuff, trying to get the next gig, as well as doing promotion for that. I think Shay, Jason, and Real Q, they're off actually did some promotion yesterday in Chicago. So yeah, things are moving around.
Yeah, well, let everybody know what you got going on now, because you said that people are still going out and auditioning and doing other stuff. Do you have anything else?
Oh, yeah, I don't talk about future stuff until it's all locked in.
Oh, it's nothing. So you do have anything
but
locked
but
in?
But I have movies that are coming out. Rivers 9, that came out. They had a billboard for it over in Times Square, right across the street from the Hard Rock, like on West 43rd. It's like, wow. made it that
far. Isn't that real cool?
It's a movie I did. It's a comedy I did with Jamie Kennedy, and I was like, it's one of those things you do, and you're like, nobody's ever going to see this. Nobody's going to. I'm in my underwear.
And it's most of the movie. Times Square.
I'm chest naked most of the movie.
How about hey, that? See, ladies?
Yeah. And I have a real, you know what? It's an interesting movie. It's funny. But I have that. I have a movie called Bayou Tales. Came out with San Patricio's. And, you know, this film. There are others. I'm a working actor, but thank God. I'm really blessed. So I'm pretty keep busy. I just keep grinding. I'll pay the bills.
Yes, gotcha.
You know, I play pretend for a living, so I have an awesome job.
Well, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Social media. The number one, Neil Brown Jr. That's Twitter as well as Instagram. And, you know, Facebook, Neil Brown Jr.
Neil Brown Jr.
Just type Google. Neil Brown Jr. Google. All day, every day.
Just Google.
At least 20 times a day. Just do that.
Do that.
And scream to the people saying, I want to see more NBJ.
SEO. Oh, you don't know if that's never mind. Okay, well, thank you for this interview. I really appreciate it. And he gave us a lot of info here.
Sure did.
Follow him. Keep an eye out for the movie, NWA Straight Outta Compton. Neil Brown Jr. is DJ Yella. Keep watch and follow him.
Yeah, please do. Remember, the movie's about y'all.
Avian Amell, we got Ghetto Flame right there, our camera guy, here for WCNN and West Haven Blast. West.
Boom. Get it.